Morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moili'ili Honganji. Moili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at our temple services and activities after the pandemic. If you go to our internet website at www.moili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Dr. Douglas Shiraki, in memory of Dr. Mitsuru and Nancy Shiraki. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Satoshi Tomioka of Puno Honganji. Good morning, Reverend Tomioka.
Aloha kako, aloha. Welcome to White Way Radio. White Way Radio is a great opportunity and a program when we will examine ourselves and awaken to our true self through the teachings of Shin Buddhism, founded by Master Shinran Shonin. Throughout my message I'm going to share with you today, I ask that you keep the following ideas in your mind. That is, what is my spiritual foundation and self-reflection? Again, what is my spiritual foundation and self-reflection? My name is Satoshi Kaimipono Tomioka. I'm the minister of Puno Honganji Buddhist Temple on the Big Island. A friend of mine who is well-versed in Hawaiian culture and language gave me this Hawaiian name, Kaimipono. Kaimipono means a seeker of the truth or righteousness. Altogether, a person who tried to find the truth or righteousness. We human beings are seeking something in our lives always. And the most important and fundamental thing we seek is our true self. Have you ever wondered, what do I want to be? What is the purpose of my life? What am I made of? Have you ever felt that you were stuck in the middle of the sea? Or have you ever found yourself lost in the dark and you can't see anything? In those situations, although we try to seek a solution, we may struggle and we may end up with no clear answer. Seeking a solution is important, but the thing is, how do we seek? In other words, how are you examine yourself and the situations that you are in. As everything is made of countless causes and conditions, it is so difficult to clearly see things as they are because we human beings have eyes of eye. Eyes of eye means that we tend to see things in the way we want. We want to make things happen the way we want. Once, I was driving to KTA supermarket for shopping. Then suddenly, a car cut in front of me without its blinker. I don't think the driver even noticed my car and certainly didn't give me a shaka sign. I felt so upset because I thought the driver didn't care that it almost hit my car. From my viewpoint, the driver was bad. The driver was wrong. The feeling and then desire that everything go as I wish is eyes of eye. Eyes of eye are full of discrimination and judgments, such as like, dislike, good, bad, right, wrong, and these judgments can change depending on the situation. A person can be good and then bad, depending on our hearts and minds. Here is the thing. Even though we try to seek and examine ourselves, it is almost impossible to do it because of our eyes of I. Then, how we can seek, examine, and find our true selves? The teachings of Buddha show us the way to find our true selves. The eyes of Buddha are not eyes of I, but they are wisdom and compassion that see everything as it is, and embrace and accept things as they are, gently and warmly. Through awakening to the eyes of Buddha, we are enabled to examine and seek ourselves and find our true selves. The eyes of Buddha are the ship in the ocean when we are close to drowning, the light in the darkness, and the friends we can count on. Once we are awakened to our true selves, we can live our lives naturally, every day and every moment, guided by the Buddha and the teachings of compassion, kindness, love, gratefulness, interdependence, impermanence, and awaken to our ego-centeredness. When we find the answers to what is my spiritual foundation, what is my self-reflection, when we find answers, we can see our lives and then realize that we are together. Our lives are connected to each other, and it guiding us to think about what we can do for the world so that every single person can find true peace and happiness in times of difficulty and worries and anxieties. This White Way Radio is a great opportunity and program for each of us to find our true self and our spiritual foundation and self-reflection. We awaken to the fact that our lives are full of wishes of others and wish of Amida Buddha. We are receiving wish of others. They can be your parents, grandparents, spouse, brother, sister, grandchild, friends, uncle, auntie, co-workers. We are receiving their wishes. And also fundamentally, we are receiving the wish of Amida Buddha. That is, may all beings be happy. May they be joyous and live in safety. All living beings, whether weak or strong, in high or middle or low realms of existence, small or great, visible or invisible, near or far, born or to be born, may all beings be happy. That is Buddha's wish for everyone. May all beings be happy, which means may you be happy, which means may all beings be happy. That is Buddha's wish for everyone and wish for you and me. I'd like to share the joy of being embraced by Amida Buddha's compassion and wisdom that guides my life. Yes, we can find the teachings that we can count on even before we can count 1, 2, 3. Amida Buddha's compassion and the wisdom is actually already with us. Let us count on Buddha, who has been calling to each of us, saying, "Don't worry, be happy. I shall embrace you as you are, whatever happens." That is Buddha's wish for everyone, and Buddha's wish for you and me. May you be happy. May all beings be happy. Again, may you be happy. Such a wish we are receiving every day, every moment. Let us recite the name of Amida Buddha together. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Mahalo, thank you.
Thank you, Reverend Tomioka, for your Dharma message. To listen to the message, please check our website at www.muiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, December 20th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom service will be Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Muiliilihonganji. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Dr. Shiraki, and our speaker, Reverend Tomioka of Puno Honganji. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Muiliili Honganji. Namo Amida Butsu.
Namo Amida Butsu.